Okay, so who's going to talk first?
Yeah.
The dog.
The dog, all right. So what command do you think you need to drag over for that?
This?
Yeah. And you get to type in here whatever you want the dog to say.
I did do something. I said hello, but it didn't work.
Okay, show me. Let's try it again.
That's Parley's Park Elementary technology coach, Kim Kwop, working with one of her first grade students to introduce the very basic concepts of a foreign language known worldwide as computer coding. Kwop had taught third and fourth grades before applying for the technology coach position. The job was originally to help teachers and students with their tech needs, and the coding classes were added in this year. She says with some training, she's moving along with the students as she's learned all about coding herself.
It was a little daunting in the beginning to start something new and to do computer science, which is new to me. But Grant did a great job doing some training with us. And then working with Mike Burton and Crystal Giles, the other tech coaches, we've just teamed really well together to create the curriculum and bounce ideas off of each other. And then it's been a little trial and error. Try this. Okay, let's tweak this. But our first graders have just done an amazing job. So it's really been fun to watch them grow this year.
Kwop works closely with the students' teachers to see how coding has helped them with their other lessons.
We've had students that struggled with math in the beginning of the year, and they've noticed in the classroom that they are able to persevere more and to actually not get frustrated if they're struggling with math problems, to kind of take a deep breath, and they've realized that it's okay to make mistakes. And so they're like, I debugged on my math today, Mrs. Kwop. So it's not just in coding, they're carrying it back to the classroom and realizing it's okay to make mistakes and try again and work through things. So to me, that's very valuable and huge and a lifelong lesson to learn.
Grant Smith was hired and is paid by a grant from Board Docs as the district's coding guy. He has curated all of the curriculum, but the biggest part of his job has been to train the teachers.
We spent over 40 hours of training this year, and then I also drop in their classrooms, observe, and kind of give feedback. And so helping them learn the content, because teachers normally don't know coding on their own.
Smith is also consulting with district leadership how to move this program forward. Next year, coding will be expanded K through second grade and eventually will be taught through fifth grade. The software is online and it uses familiar cartoon and animated characters to teach children who may have just learned how to spell their names this year the building blocks of coding.
They're not learning a written programming language like you would normally find on a professional computer programmer's screen. They're using what's called Blockly. It's a mini language where they have basically there are blocks that represent a chunk of code. So each block represents a different chunk of code, and the students can put the blocks together in order to create their algorithm. And the reason why this is necessary is because with first graders, they can hardly type in their name to log into the computer. So in written programming languages, if you miss, you know, a semicolon, then your whole program won't run. And if you can imagine how frustrating that is for us adults, it's 1,000 times more frustrating for these young students who have a hard time typing. So that's why we're really focusing on the concepts behind smart programming and problem solving and critical thinking, which are computational thinking. This set of concepts is what we're trying to focus on. So we're able to do that because we can focus on the concepts instead of the syntax.
Smith says this year they focused on what's known as sequencing, figuring out how to build a path to move, say, the angry bird to the pig. Looping, which basically repeats blocks of code for efficiency, was briefly introduced this year but will be expanded on in second grade. Coding teachers, he says, have to be very involved with their students, and students must follow some rules before calling the teacher for help.
When we teach coding, it's more intense because you have to be asking kids questions that will help them reach higher order thinking skills, also managing all the students, but then making sure that their learning is really excelling. Another thing that they do is we make sure that the students ask their neighbors before they can ask the teacher so that they can help each other in the problem solving process. And then some days we might even designate one of the students who's very far ahead as the tutor for the day, and they'll help the teacher and actually roam around.
Smith says the curriculum is self-paced and some students were able to move through all of the coursework. He says they saw a 75% success rate in students learning the computational thinking concepts. Even so, he says most students were very engaged in learning to code.
They love being able to put an algorithm together on the computer, run it as a program, and see the computer do something that they told it to do. So instead of just playing games, they feel like now they're the ones making them and they love it.
That's the Park City School District's coding guy, Grant Smith. He'll be moving on to a Tennessee school district next year to do the same thing. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.